Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am Deacon Bob. Now, on behalf of our pastor, Father Mario, our very fine celebrant this morning, Father Scott, we thank you for streaming the Mass and joining us in worship of Jesus Christ. May his peace fill your hearts. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I want to take a moment this morning and thank our pastor, Father Mario, for his leadership and guidance during this most unique and challenging time. There is nothing in the pastor handbook that explains how to lead your parish and remain a beacon of Jesus Christ when a pandemic occurs that shuts down the entire country. I humbly ask all of you to pray for him. I also want to thank Father Scott and certainly all the staff here at St. Cyril who have created ways to keep the parish running during this unprecedented crisis. And I ask you to pray for them also. And that is Father Scott and Sandy and Fred, John, Deacon Eduardo, Ann out in the parking lot, B, and all the others who are working so hard to keep St. Cyril moving forward. Amen?
Amen.
Fantastic set of readings today. We see in our first reading from the book of Acts that sometimes with success comes problems and challenges. Listen again to the opening verse. As the number of disciples continued to grow, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. So the success is the number of followers of Jesus is growing. The problem is the ability to minister to all their needs have not kept up. The disciples resolved this problem by selecting Stephen and six other men to focus on the care for the physical needs of the community. These men are the first deacons of the church. Now, the word deacon is a Greek word, diakonos, which means service. So just a quick note on those of us who serve as deacons. We are not mini priests. We are not second tier priests, nor are we just old, large altar servers. We do go to theology school. We do take the sacrament of holy orders. We serve at the will of the bishop, in our case, Cardinal DiNardo. We can do baptisms and weddings and funerals. We cannot consecrate, which is the conversion of the bread and wine into the very body and blood of Jesus. Nor can we provide absolution in the sacrament of reconciliation. Those are both strictly priestly functions. Typically, men who are ordained to the priesthood, they go on to run a parish like St. Cyril. Deacons, however, were ordained to work outside the parish for the physical needs of the community, just as we see in our first reading today. And that's why you will find deacons in hospitals, prison ministries, hospice care, food banks, and other such places throughout the community. Personally, I'm a former, longtime prison minister, and currently I serve in a ministerial capacity at Texas Children's Hospital. Now, I also want to point out that when the seven men were selected, the disciples prayed over them and laid hands upon them. To this very day, it's done the same way. When you're ordained a deacon, the bishop will pray over you and he will lay hands upon you, just like the disciples did to Stephen and the others some 2,000 years ago. Keeping this kind of tradition through the centuries is one of the finer things of our faith of the Catholic Church. Amen?
Amen.
Now, back to the readings, and let's recall, this all started because a problem presented itself to the early community. Right now, for the worldwide community, COVID-19 has presented itself as a problem and a challenge. But even before this pandemic, I am fully confident all of us have experienced other moments of life that when seen problematic, Life seemed challenging or downright frightening. I want to share a quick personal story of myself. Now, several years back, I was assigned to the Cathedral of Holy Angels in Gary, Indiana. Now, Gary, unfortunately, is a very poor community that suffers horrific drug and gang violence in many of its neighborhoods. One summer, we had 4 homicides within 500 yards of our church doors over a 6-week period. But as a parish, we were still very active. So once on a Friday evening, several of us paired up and we went out into the neighborhood to witness door to door. At one point, rather than turn around to go over to the next street, my partner and I, Mazella, we decided to cut through an alley behind some abandoned, boarded up buildings. We unexpectedly ran into 3 men, 2 with handguns clearly visible. It got your heart rate up. It was quite frightening. We stopped and we stood there for a few minutes, and then we slowly backed away. And although all 5 of us stared hard at each other, nothing happened. Jesus Christ was with us when it was calm going door to door. And although it turned into a frightening moment in that alley, Jesus Christ was still with us. Sometimes people think during crisis moments that somehow Jesus has left them. Nothing could be farther from the truth. There is no life situation so intense, frightening, or challenging that the love Jesus has for us stops. His love for us cannot be broken. His hand cannot be forced off our shoulder. That was true in that alley back then, and it is true with COVID-19 here today. Jesus is the cornerstone of life. And if your life's foundation is built with faith in Him, no storm, no issue, no problem, no pandemic can force Jesus Christ to let go of you. For believers, Jesus is always with us. Now, our second reading today from the first letter of Peter speaks to this. It says, Jesus is the cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in Him shall not be put to shame. Amen?
Amen.
And then this reading tells us, not only is Jesus the cornerstone to us, but we, the faithful, are to let ourselves be like living stones used to build a spiritual house. That spiritual house is the church, His church. And although we have been stopped from coming to our brick and mortar building because of COVID-19, we have not stopped being His church. For brick and mortar does not define His church. The believers, the living stones, all of us, we are His church. And also, please absorb the last verse of the second reading into your very soul. That last verse says to all of us, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of His own, so that you may announce the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. That is who we are, a holy nation, a people of His own. Nothing can force Jesus to ever abandon His believers. Now, during times of problems and challenges like recently, you may feel afraid, you may feel somewhat overwhelmed at times. That is human. Doubt may creep in, and you may feel you're not strong enough to be His church, His holy nation. But rest assured, and focus on the words of Jesus from our gospel reading. Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Amen, amen, I say to you. Have faith in God, have faith in me also. Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these. Those words are the promise from Jesus that His presence and His power will always remain with us. His promises are eternal. Please pray with me. Lord Jesus, your light rises in the darkness. Place your reassuring hand upon us to transform any fear or anxiety we have into hope and unbreakable faith in you. Bless all of us with clarity of mind, strength of resolve, peace of heart. Grant that we are secure in your unending presence. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Saint Cyril. Never be afraid, for by the blood and cross of Jesus, we shall be delivered.
Amen.